This is 7AD and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
We're generalising today, aren't we?
We are.
With solar.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, renewable energy in general.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Right. So, like, let's talk about the big stuff. Solar farm, wind farms, just the fact that Australia and Tasmania is abundant in renewable energy. We've never, ever had an energy problem, but only an engineering problem of how do we fill the gaps when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable. The answer is pretty obvious there. Storage, and probably a little bit different, more diverse interconnecting networks. So, originally it was once thought large solar or wind farms would need its own storage and delivery system. But since then, they've worked out that's been overestimated. We only had about a third of that storage capacity they originally thought. So Australia is a big place. So when it's cloudy or still somewhere, it's sunny and windy somewhere else. So if we have the ability to send energy across large distances into other states and territories as required, that really helps reduce the latency issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where things like Basslink and the Maris Link come into play, essentially beefed up extension cords that use around 400,000 volts DC to transmit energy long distances with minimal losses. Marinus isn't built yet, but when it is, it'll unlock more renewable energy projects for Tasmania, as right now we have a bottleneck, holding the state back from capitalising on its proximity to the Roaring Forties. Also, hydrogen can be thrown into the mix as a potential way of harvesting energy when it's plentiful and storing it for using it when it's not. You know, store it as a gas and then burn it later on.
Yeah.
Pumped hydro, though, obviously the best storage option for Tasmania is you already have the dam infrastructure in place. So we're miles ahead of everyone else. We'd have to build those dams. Renewable energy is cheap, getting cheaper. Storage, not so much, but it is getting more affordable. But the forgotten side of the benefits of renewable energy is its flexibility. This is like the subject today. Like if you build a coal plant, Darren, you design it, you build it, then you use that asset till its value is depleted. But a lot of the time, you're locked into the limitations of the power plant that was initially designed with. You know, so things change, demands increase, but you're stuck with trying to make something designed 50 years ago work in an environment that no longer represents what its creators ever imagined, which is essentially today. Now, that's the problem with coal-fired power or basically any old technology, really. Technology-wise, it's ran its race even before we've even considered the environmental impacts of burning coal. It just can't react or change easily to suit what we need. Solar farms, well, they can be made bigger. Wind farms can easily be added to the network. Like, it's not hard to add another 10 wind turbines.
Yeah.
Storage can be added. Storage can be added to anything in either small or large sizing. When requirements change, the renewable energy infrastructure can change with it relatively easy as it's modular by design. Renewable energy is going to win the energy war as it outcompetes its competitors at every level. And that's just a fact. It's just the cost of transitioning. Flexibility, though, is not just for big renewable energy projects. The same sort of logic applies to small ones as well. Now, this flexibility transposes over to homeowners, mainly those with solar systems. I just don't see a future where we all have a wind turbine cranking in our backyard. But we can add storage. We can add more panels. We can put in control systems that maximise self-consumption. Now, you buy an electric car, Darren, we can make your solar system bigger to cope with that. If all your loads are over night time, we could add storage to collect the energy through the day and energise your home overnight with it. Look, the products are readily available. The economics are a little bit sketchy with battery storage, but the thing is, it can be done. But eventually that'll change to the point where most homes will end up with a battery system of some description. We're just in the early stages of it. We can turn loads on automatically. So if you're exporting heaps of solar energy to the grid for low value, we can turn it into high value energy just by having the system, you know, turn on pool pumps or turn on underfloor heating or stuff like that, consume it. We can add newer, higher efficiency solar panels to homes with older solar panels that are low in efficiency, but there's still a lot of life left in them. So it comes back to that, you know, your coal plant, you're stuck with that asset forever until it's no longer economical. Well, you've got, you know, 20 solar panels that are 250 watts and you go, geez, my needs have changed. Well, we could add another 10 370 watt panels.
Yeah. Generally, solar panels should last 20, 25 years?
25 years is generally the expected outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, though, being the new and burgeoning technology, the products are built to suit today's needs. But they're also built for easy adaption for the needs of tomorrow, as everything is designed to be modular. And nothing is much more modular than rectangular solar panels we just plug together. It's as modular as you get.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in going solar or exploring the option of expanding or getting the most out of the solar system you already have, there has never been a better time to get the ball rolling. If you want to pop into 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and check out the working displays, we'd love to see you there. We'll be at Agfest this year, Darren.
Yeah. It's not too long. It's a couple of weeks.
Extra day this year. It's because they're going to limit the crowds coming in.
Yeah, right.
So they give us an extra day. Yeah. But you got to book online. Yeah, there'll be no tickets on the day. So our site will be site 835. So just lock that into your schedule if you're Agfesting this year, or give us a call on 1300 502 599, and we'll come to see you and see what we can do for you.
If you have any questions for Adrian via Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's really good. It's, we get a lot of questions and a lot of conversations start there.
All right, thanks for that. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.